few hours before the president arrived, all stores, all shops were closed down, and the city emptied, and no people on the streets, no cars, which is completely unlike the character of Nairobi on a Friday night. So it is so noticeable that something big is about to happen.
Of course, it happens to be President Obama who is coming to Kenya at this moment, but also he's the first United States president to ever make a state visit to the country.
Yes, this is so significant in that this happens to be not only just the president of the United States, but he is a man with direct roots in this country through his father. So for Kenyans, this is a twofold kind of thing. An American president visiting for the first time, and the most powerful man in the world today happens to have his father, a Kenyan.
You know, when President Obama took office, he was tough on Kenya, indicating that until Kenya puts his house in order regarding corruption, the issue of governance, and of course, the International Criminal Court indictments, he will not come to Kenya. So the fact that he's actually there, many are wondering whether did he change his mind or did change really take place in Kenya?
They did an interview with the Deputy President William Ruto and Foreign Affairs Minister Amina Mohammed. One thing they're saying is that in as much as corruption has not been eliminated, so many of the other issues are not completely to the level of satisfaction. They believe that the United States has appreciated that the Kenyan leadership is doing something about the issues that would make President Barack Obama not visit this country.